It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Hello, and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name is Blue. Alongside of me are the famous Pot Brothers at Law, Mark and Craig Wasserman, and Mr. Joe Grande.
Thank you guys all around the world for listening to the podcast, Cannabis Talk 101. Make sure you guys check out the website, CannabisTalk101.com, as we are, Mark,
the world's number one source for everything cannabis.
Thank you, Blue. That's true. We are. I just wanted to see if Mark can get it right, because he did it so nicely on Instagram the other day. I was like, wow, he got it right. As we do all the stories, and we have so many good, great blogs on there. We have so many people working on the site, you guys. You really got to check it out. Mark, I just seen the article that you wrote just the other day. I was reading through the page, and I seen the thing that you wrote about being an actor and becoming a lawyer and all that stuff.
Oh, yes.
That was a good, interesting article about
Thank you.
I didn't even know
much.
That you put that up.
That's been there for a while. There's I've got a lot of things up my sleeve.
Well, you know, that's what I'm saying, folks. You got to go check out the website, because there's so many random stories. Like, I didn't even know Mark posted a great story about his acting career and life and lawyer and when he made the judgment and the ruling to do all that and the pictures that you added in there. I thought it was dope, dude. Seriously.
I wish you'd write one about us.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Maybe, please, do
Maybe
something.
Maybe I'll do the Cannabis Talk 101 story.
I think you should. Call us up anytime, 1-800-420-1980. And make sure you check out our Instagram pages for daily news, learn the script, and so much more at Cannabis Talk 101.
Yes.
At @pot_brothers_@_law. Mark is at Waslaw. Craig is at Waslaw Dog. Blue is at the number one, Christopher Wright.
Hello.
And I am at Joe Grande 52. And before we get started, Mark, I think you got a good one for us. A good read? Do you have something good for them?
I do. I have a really good one. I can tell you about Cali FX.
Nice.
Wow.
Cali FX's full and broad spectrum hemp extracted products contain CBD, CBG, and some 1,300 plus other elements and are naturally derived substances from the hemp plant. Check out the tinctures, waters, topicals, and vape collections. Go feel the effects with Cali FX. CaliFX.com.
Yes.
So, you guys, I got this story for you. It's not necessarily a Joe Grande go green story, but I think it's going to go green because people are going to go, and start buying more cannabis.
Wait, Joe, things that make you go,
You guys have all seen this. It's no surprise. And I know we haven't talked about it to each other. Ironically, I know Blue and I were on a group text and mentioned this. And he's like, oh, yeah, I've seen that as well. But Louisiana Democratic U.S. Senate candidate is being seen smoking a blunt in a New Orleans field in his first campaign ad. It is a 37-second ad, which is odd. When I first read that, I'm like, 37 seconds, and I'm reading this going, that is not even normal for TV, because you got to buy a 30-second ad or a 60-second ad. That's normal. But it's titled, the commercial, 37 Seconds Legalizing Marijuana. Progressive activist Gary Chambers Jr. says, this is the killer part that tripped me out because I was so baffled with my programming schooling of broadcast.
Why 37 seconds?
Exactly, Blue, is what I was thinking. Why 37 seconds?
Tell us
the answer.
Why.
3 and 7 is 10.
Nope. You ready? This is so dope. You're going to blow your mind with this. I blew my mind. Every 37 seconds, someone is arrested for cannabis possession in the U.S.
Wow.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that, dude, it made me go, wow. That Jeez. Is interesting. One, once again, 30, every 37 seconds.
I wonder if they had to pay
seconds,
for a minute.
So, you know, it's funny, Mark, I swear to God, I thought about that going, how the hell did they program around that? How did they do that? Because, or did they not put it on TV? They just made the
could
social media.
Could just be social media.
It could be, right? And I would think it would be, because it had to be programming, or they do it right before promos, before the TV program promos,
well,
and they have a special
someone, what TV
someone
channels,
was just arrested since the time you said that.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, and what
that
TV channel allows a commercial like that anyway?
I don't know of one, but I'm not a programmer or does the traffic for these TV buys. I just know the buys are 30s, you know,
right,
15, 30s, 45s, and 60s.
Sure.
And even when you watch TV, folks, that's what the buy is.
Yep.
It's not like I'm making this shit up. It's like, you know what I mean? So when I seen 37, that's what baffled me. But then when I read further, like I just gave you guys the facts,
that's
Blue,
it.
My reaction was exactly
Whoa.
Yours. Wow, that is interesting. Well, since 2010, state and local police have arrested an estimated 7.3 million Americans for violating marijuana laws. He said in this ad, which is so crazy, you guys, since 2010, 7.3 million Americans for violating this, just this beautiful plant, and getting arrested and going to jail and going to prison for this. Chambers also highlights the disproportionate effects cannabis laws have on the black community and the money spent on cannabis enforcement. Now, the candidate notes that the majority of people who police arrest for cannabis aren't dealers, but are arrested for possession, small amounts, possession amounts of cannabis like me, he said. You know what I mean? So just imagine, we just had, what's his name, Johnny Love, who did a fucking week in jail for having half a joint.
In Texas.
Yeah.
Chambers is an entrepreneur for Baton Rouge and a co-founder of the media outlet, The Rouge Collection, according to this ad campaign website. His home state of Louisiana has been seeing some cannabis laws relax in the recent years. In 2021, the state actually decriminalized 14 grams of cannabis, which is a great start over there. And on January 1st, smokable cannabis became available in Louisiana medical cannabis dispensaries, not just recreational, so it's medical only there. The New Orleans City Council went even further, expunging 10,000 cannabis possession crimes for those convicted after 2010. So they're doing some good things out there in New Orleans, even though that fucking place killed my boy Kobe. But other than that, I look at that, and that's what I think of nowadays when I think of New Orleans, which is terrible that I always go there mentally, because my one of my best friends growing up passed away out there, was murdered out there over cannabis, as we mentioned before on the show. But bottom line, this type of ad has never been done.
You know, especially for somebody that's running. I mean, you know, when you have somebody that stands out like that and decides to...
A Democratic U.S. Senate candidate.
Yeah.
This is like... how about this? Before I say it, what do you guys think of when I say U.S. candidate? Who are you imagining? What's your vision?
Well,
somebody I don't like.
And not only that, what does that person look like?
Yeah. White.
And want to add some more characteristics to this white male?
Protestant.
White Protestant. What about you, Blue?
Here we go. I don't know.
The crowds are yelling things up. My point is, my point is, when I thought about this guy in Louisiana, I was like, yes. And when I first seen the commercial, I was like, that's dope. But wow, what balls he has for a Democratic U.S. senator to do this, because all the other U.S. senators are going,
I don't know.
This type of guy. We don't want it.
I saw that on Instagram probably when it first hit, and I immediately sent a message inviting him on our show, and I immediately got a response. Please send your request to this email address, and I sent it to Franchino. So I don't know where it's at now, but you know, I did my thing. I jumped right on
it. Did you email it to him, or you sent?
It to Franchino. I believe I emailed, texted, and called and told him.
Wow, nice.
Next time, send it to me.
He must be on the way in.
So
listen.
I'm saying we reached out.
My thought is that you know, not thinking of race, creed, whatever, you know, women, male. You know, my thought process is more on the lines of finally. You know what I mean? Like, finally someone steps up and just comes out of the closet, because there's a lot of these people that are senates and things like that. Don't get it twisted that after hours they're sneaking in their backyard and smoking. Yeah. There has to be. I mean, it's a numbers game.
You're right. I would agree, but they're all in the green closet. This guy right here to be out the green closet.
That's what I'm saying. Finally. You know what I mean? My thought, I don't think about, you know, whether or not they are, you know, this or that. I think, gosh, that, you know, finally someone comes out and goes, yo, I use it too, bro. You know what I mean? Like, that's just what it is. Let's move the ball forward instead of hiding behind their, you know, what they think their people want. And the truth is we know by majority vote that people do want cannabis.
Yes.
And that's a fact. Yes. So, you know, also, are they just getting on the bandwagon that's always the thought. But at the end of the day, you know, finally someone steps up and goes, hey, like, this is it. And that 37 seconds, you know, is huge.
He's preaching with that alone.
In the amount of time that we've been here, we're talking about four or five people have been arrested in the amount of time that we've been on the show. That is incredible. You know what I mean? And it's sad to hear.
It really is. But to see somebody like that, I just really want to see more people step out of their comfort zone. And I literally applaud this gentleman, Gary Chambers Jr., for having the courage, the balls, the leadership to do something like this, because Just like a Mark and Craig Wasserman, who were lawyers who came out the green closet and smoked on social media.
Sure, first, yeah.
You have to do something courageous. And, you know, when you see somebody who's a pioneer like this guy in an area that we've never seen somebody do, that is applaudable. And I take my hat off to you.
Big
and
time.
I'd vote for you if I was in Louisiana. But when you see cats doing this, we just need to see more of it.
Absolutely.
And you got to see more people who are so professional like this.
Right.
Professional like Mark and Craig Wasserman.
We've
professional
been
lawyers.
Preaching
that.
Well, I wouldn't call them professionals.
Know? I think you're right, Blue, but you know, I mean, I just want to do it for shits and giggles.
Just
we're juris doctorates, you know.
But that being said, when we come back, we're going to hear some Craig with some cannabis news. It's Cannabis Talk 101.
Keep it locked.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101. Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pop Brothers at Law.
Viscous Vape, the ultimate cannabis vape experience. Viscous is a premium vape brand born in Venice Beach, delivering the maximum potency you can expect from the Viscous brand. Live the ride with the most pleasant tasting, ultra potent and super smooth cartridges on the market. The website is viscous.life. Hey, big brother, you got some cannabis news?
Yeah, this is interesting. You may have heard of this. It's an article written in the Journal of Natural Products. It's out of the University of Oregon. So I want to preface it with that. University of Oregon study.
And I'm curious, are you excited about this by prefacing that? Or is this supposed to, like, and I'm not being kidding, like, is this supposed to be a good thing that you're setting me up for?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't want to, you know, I didn't want to just come out and say
this facts that you're a big school did this
before I indicated what it was.
Right. This is a big study at a big school, big organization, not some hokey doke.
That I've said as a layperson who has no medical knowledge, no scientific.
Did you say layperson?
A layperson.
What? I don't know.
That is not somebody who gets.
You not really know what a layperson is.
No, you said laid or lay. I'm so
lame. He said he's a layperson.
Lay.
Lay. See, I thought I heard lame too, though, Blue. I didn't know what I heard. I thought I heard lay.
You know what a layperson?
Like a laid down, simple, laid back type person. That's what I'm saying. The terminology, I'm a little confused on.
For those who don't know what a layperson is, it's if you're talking about someone who has, like, let's say, medical expertise. They're doctors. Okay.
Right.
But then you have someone like me who has no medical professional training, no doctor training, no medical school. I'm a layman. I don't know anything about that.
Layman's terms. I've heard of that type of term. So lay is layman's terms.
Layman's terms.
So lay is short for layman's terms.
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, how about use layman's terms maybe then,
don't
so I can understand
lame.
What you're saying
just
over here.
Lame.
I think the audience is sitting there going, "What is
call,
it?
Call.
I didn't know it was a
call,
50 reference.
Let me know if you were confused or if
Joe's
just an idiot.
Joe.
No, so I just wanted to be clear because I want to follow.
What I was going to say, which is way more important
way
than
more.
Layman, is this is the article. Cannabinoid acids exhibit anti-COVID activity in preclinical models.
Go ahead, Kyle Ooh. Turley.
Is that just...
Yeah, baby.
This is not me.
I know.
This is the University of Oregon.
But and not only that, right? We've heard other anecdotal evidence and other preachers, so to speak, like a Kyle Turley, who
Revenant,
I say jokingly, Revenant Brand, who have been preaching this for a while. And in fairness, if we go back to when we first were recording the shows and COVID barely first started, you guys, too, were
well,
on
I
the preacher.
Well, I used to tease.
Joking,
saying,
smoke.
I was teasing, going, cannabis is going to kill it. Cannabis is going to kill it. I mean, shit.
But you had a gut feeling.
We were smoking with people still in the early stages of COVID. Ah, fuck it, that's going to kill it when you pass the joint. Knock on wood, 2.5, I don't know how many years later now, it's just crazy that when you think of COVID era, how like, I think we got 2 years for the price of one, or 1 year for the price
and
of two.
And the new COVID's you out. And
oh,
that
my God. But yeah, knock on wood, either I had it, never experienced
oh, you've
any
had it.
Symptoms, but I've been vaccinated, I've been boosted. And
you got the hair dye to help kill everything else.
I have not stopped smoking cannabis for 40 years.
That's the extra boost.
45
that's
years.
That's the booster.
The cannabinoid boost.
That's the extra cannabinoid booster. So researchers with the University of Oregon reported that both cannabinoids inhibited the entry of SARS-CoV-2 into human epithelial cells.
Nice.
Authors reported that the cannabinoid acids showed equal efficacy against multiple COVID
Thank
variants.
God your little brother's here.
That means it's efficient against multiple COVID variants. Both compounds are abundant and organic in raw plants and in certain hemp extracts. So, I mean, it's
It's like eating berries to get vitamins or something, right? It's like it's in there. It's going to help you.
Well, let's go on and read a little more just of the scientific
data.
Please,
let's do it. Let's do it.
And prior preclinical studies and reviews have similarly suggested that certain cannabis compounds could potentially modulate COVID infections. However, to date, no human studies have substantiated the theory that cannabinoids can assist in either preventing COVID infections or in mitigating symptoms of the virus. Well, what's interesting is, don't we do all kinds of other clinical trial tests from drug companies
but
on
Craig,
non-humans?
Let's just face it, boys. They don't want to do that because if they do that, they're going to be like, wait a minute, cannabis can do
it
this?
It works.
Exactly.
If it works in a mouse, it's going to work in the human.
It's so weird when they do that. Even now, this whole pig thing.
And
you guys seen the pig heart that just was used?
I know that the mice actually get better. I feel better.
You know, that's above my pay grade. I'm too late to know that one.
Well, they talk. Mice talk. You see Mickey Mouse.
True. But it's so funny, though, Craig, because as you point that out, and we've used this anecdotal evidence, we've used and seen this, and we've talked to somebody else about a lot of people, actually, but it goes back to what Blue and I mostly have been preaching, which is these studies. We need the proof in the pudding. And for Oregon to do this at a university level, which is, you know, a Pac-12 school and a big, big, you know, school that can put something out like this, it's no longer anecdotal. It's no longer bullshit. It's like, dude, no, an accredited organization publishing some information like this. And now I see why you pointed that out so much. This is the type of things we need more and more, and to get legs to prove to people out there, like, you guys, it's not a bad thing if you got COVID or want to help prevent COVID or utilize cannabis to help prevent it. It's great information.
I absolutely agree. Now, I mean, this is an article out of Normal. They want to make sure they still caution people to beware of misinformation online, everywhere, surrounding commercial marketing of either whole plant cannabis or CBD products that say they remedy
COVID.
Yeah. Sure.
Well, and I don't think anybody should say that, right? I don't think there should be a label.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has also cautioned, sent letters out to companies to try to imply that their goods can do that. So you just got to watch that and be careful. But that's a whole nother issue of people trying to, you know, hoax the American
propaganda.
People
and, you can't do that.
Try to sell something. That's different than going, hey, this really might help. And I think it needs to be studied a lot more.
Is there any talk about how, like the ingestion, smoking, edibles, tinctures, or anything like that? Any mention of delivery?
And here's one thing. It's funny is that, you know,
I mean, no matter how you get your cannabinoids.
But is it though? Because I in reference to saying that, Mark, as you said that, I would think, you ready for this? I would imagine in lay terms, thank you, Craig, that you would have to smoke it to get all the benefits. I would think you'd have to smoke. I'm just saying, that's what I'm thinking. I could be wrong.
My theory is go right into the blood system.
But they're burning that and breaking that down.
What I
before
heard
it's flower.
Too, another study that I cannot quote right now.
Or prove.
I read how cannabis helps your lungs in open up as opposed to close down, which is what in COVID, in the bad cases early on, and Delta variant, it restricted your breathing. That's why you had to end up on a ventilator.
Sure.
So COVID.
It's so contradicting, right? Smoking.
Right?
Using the term smoking, but if you're smoking cannabis,
instead of restricting it, it helps.
Well, what I've heard that
it helps your lung capacity.
So my theory on that, though, Craig, is very simple. It's a little different than that. You know, what I believe is that the resin from the cannabinoids from the smoke in insulation, sucking in smoke, whether it be a cigarette or a THC or anything, the resin covers your lungs so it can't quite attack it the same.
That's a good theory. I like that theory.
And, Blue.
And that's kind of where I
and
get
all of
it
us
from.
Up here smoke. So it's like, you know, I'm smoking a cigar. We all smoke something.
And so, and it's funny because
isn't that black lung?
No, but so
I don't know why you're attacking me.
Yeah, you know, but my thought process
non-medical
is,
opinion. This is non-medically substantiated.
But I like that,
yeah,
Blue.
No, that's my
good
thought.
Thought.
You know
it's
what
good
mean?
Theory, too.
Yeah. And the reason I come up with that is because it makes sense.
It laces, stupid, you're right.
It's stupid simple, right?
It's almost like the cannabinoid when you're taking the CBD, lacing your inside of your body.
And listen, where do we think, and I don't want to, you know, suggest that I know this either. Where do we think it came from?
Meaning what came
COVID.
From? Well, we know it's tracked down
from where?
From what I recollect, Mark told me China.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, is that what we're going
with? Well, I mean, that's rolling the dice. Mark Craig, please elaborate. So 80% in China is what I put Wuhan. The whole picture. Well, the Wuhan,
and we're not sure, but you know, obviously, but that's what
there's
was told,
theories.
And that's what you're assuming, right? There's what are the other theories though? I haven't really heard other theories.
70%
Well, hold on a second. All kinds of other theories.
So check this out. 70% of their population smokes.
I'm sure Blue knows it.
But they caught it heavy though there too.
But
it's controlled now heavier. But
what I'm saying is they had less deaths, right? So of course
they're not as fat as we are here in America.
Well, yeah, that's a fact.
I think that's a fact too. I can't quote him, but I believe my gut wants to say he's right.
Here's the thing.
Well,
you know,
this is not
you know, stuff that I can prove, right? So I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm 100% sure, because I don't want to sit there. But things that I've read, articles that I've seen, you know, that was out there, and it could have been misinformation, because who knows where I'm getting my, you know, my Google from? You know what I mean? And I'm
he
very
uses
conscious.
Google.
Yeah, my Hulu.
Google.
Yeah, my Lugol, yeah. You know, but ultimately, though, you know, the smoke, I believe, it coats the lungs, and that doesn't allow the disease to penetrate because of so much resin and smoke on your lungs, which makes a lot of sense.
That's if it works that way.
Well, of course.
Theory, though. I like the theory.
Well, we know that
it's not a bad theory.
It attacks the lungs.
Not at all.
So.
Not at all.
So get high, smoke cannabis. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this break.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101. Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Take a hit, get lit, and sit back and enjoy Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, Mark, and Craig, the Pop Brothers at Law. And we want to give a very special thanks to everybody who makes this show happen. Jan, Erica, Daniel, Cal, Irtaza, Christian, Denny, Kevin, Andrew, Zach, Cash, Cam, Solar, Nadia, Ali, Gabrielle, Trayvon, Pitt, Chris, Franchino, Jennifer, and Elvis.
Did I hear Christian? I don't hear Christian in
Christian,
there.
Christian, yeah. Irtaza, Christian.
And Denny?
Denny, yeah, okay, yeah, you got them all.
I'm just double checking.
Got them all.
And shout out to Mark Carnes in the building. You know what I mean?
Although
Mark does a lot too.
Man,
I don't know what.
Yeah. Well, actually, geez, you know what? I'm looking at Mark and seeing that grin. And we were just talking about the old spot and the green room.
Yeah, he's here.
I remember him standing up there and just grin.
He created the high
five. The high
five,
yes.
The high
five. Yes, absolutely.
Well, I was on a phone with him that earlier before. And I actually goes, hey, Mark, maybe we should do this thing called the high five. And he goes, Joe, I'm going to bring it up. And I go, okay, Mark, I'll give you a shot. But, thank you, Mark, for claiming
it. We created the segment. He
did.
He created the idea.
Yeah, you know? He tried to claim it. No, he really did. Mark's
a
great
guy.
Always tell Mark every time I see him, but when we're.
And the logo, I think.
I mean,
he
comes up with so many random great things. He really is an asset. If you ever are with us, you're guaranteed to meet Mark Carnes. You can't miss the big fucker.
Big Bag Entertainment, baby.
Yes. And check him out on Instagram at the Foul Owl. It's not the Foul Owl?
At your underscore pal.
Yeah, man.
At your underscore pal. Either way, I follow you and I see, I just don't know who you are. I don't read it. I just know it's you. You know what I mean? And I look and he's always putting something up. Very inspirational. Very
funny.
I like, it's a good follow for me. I really like it, Mark. All bullshit aside.
Yeah, like Monday. Sometimes coming into Monday
Exactly. Yeah. He'll put somebody dancing or he put some good quotes up. He's always finding something, cutting and pasting and stealing from somebody. But, you know, that's the white way.
That's all you got to do.
I mean, you guys. Mark Way.
The right way. Yeah.
So bad.
Yes. Mark, what you got over here?
I got some When Cannabis Goes Bad, man. I've got out of Europe, the headline
over
reads,
the pond? Across the pond?
Across the pond, above the pond, cops bust gang that smuggled 3 tons of dope in helicopters.
Nice.
Yes, helicopters. Spanish and French authorities have smashed a criminal gang that flew narcotics into Europe by way of helicopter, and they seized over 2.7 tons of drugs in the process. Spain's civil guard, accompanied by the French Anti-Narcotics Office and Europol, the European Union's crime agency, dismantled the gang for trafficking hashish and cannabis in an operation that began in 2020, according to the Civil Guard, which reported the case in January 9th. In the operation named Copa Sucre, police seized over 2.6 tons of hashish and 247 pounds of cannabis
and 11 French suspects were arrested. 9 other people are pending arrest in France on European arrest warrants. The police launched the operation when they discovered that different vehicles were being used by suspected gang members, including the illegal entry of a helicopter without a flight plan from Morocco to southern Spain. So that's how you're going to get yourself caught when you're flying places without being on a flight plan.
Like, I'm just going to start flying. Like, so, you can't do that, baby.
No, while carrying out the investigation in the Spanish province of Malaga, man, this international everywhere, I love this, the Civil Guard discovered one suspect was using 5 fake identities.
How hard is that to keep that type of shit up, man? You know what I mean? It's like a movie. It's everything you're describing.
Job.
It's
a real job.
Doesn't it sound like one of those movies you've watched before with I can't remember the character.
Yeah,
the
espionage.
Well, you know, it's a James Bond movie. Well, if you
it's like Blue's Life before he went legit.
let me share with you that it's just as hard. I mean, you could just run a real legit business doing this. You know what I'm saying? Instead of running the hustle. Like, you got some very intelligent people doing this. This is not, you know, when you start moving, you know, you got state, you know, air plans, and you're flying here. You've got thousands of pounds going here. Like, you could just set up a real company and make the same money. Like, it's just, I don't get it. Like, these guys are very intelligent.
Well, it was very intricate because they were monitoring the group. The police intercepted a truck with French registration in the southern French town of Narbonne and found that it was transporting 923 pounds of hash and arrested that driver. So the ongoing investigation netted even more illegal drugs. They just keep finding. They found 721 pounds of hash in the Spanish town of Baza in the province of Granada. They found another 200 pounds in another raid. They seized 1,896 pounds from a truck in the Spanish municipality of Chachina. And officers also seized 247 pounds of cannabis in a vehicle used by the gang in the Spanish city of Portbou in the province of Girona. And then a few days later, the police seized 465 pounds of hash in a helicopter in the Spanish city in the province of Malaga. It's never ending. The police were involved in a dramatic car chase with one suspect in the Costa del Sol region. The chase, which involved speeds up to 111 miles per hour, ended when the suspect's car rammed and was brought to a stop by another officer's vehicle. Nice. Officers then seized from that vehicle 465 pounds of hash and another 498 pounds in a house where the driver had been. So they find the house by finding the driver after he crashes. And this criminal enterprise is also accused of money laundering all over the place.
Well, you know,
sure.
It's funny that you mentioned Morocco. Morocco's been known for the biggest place that hash comes from globally, right? And it's so funny, I didn't realize this until my boy Abdu, which you got a chance to meet, Blue, over there at Butter. He's from Morocco, right? So he's born and raised in Morocco. And he was like, nah, Joe, you know, that country or that little part of Africa, it's Morocco popping. Is a hard pushing place for hash. And I was like, wow, I didn't know. He goes, no, we're like globally the biggest. And I started doing some real. I'm like, wow, you guys are. And then a story like this comes out. I'm like, holy shit. The funny part about this is, though, when we hear these global stories, it's been more of some hash and some coke and this and that. But now how much cannabis, too,
right,
has been there. So that's the funny part of this story as I'm hearing. Just think about this, guys. How many times have we heard the global stories with that much cannabis globally? We hear from Mexico to here and there, but not too much of this whole big the circle that you just described.
No,
with cannabis being involved in that.
Everywhere.
It wasn't so much cannabis. Everything else, we've heard the hashish, we've heard coke, pills, especially the European states, our countries, you know, and provinces. You hear more pills, you hear more meth. Well, you don't hear cannabis.
They're getting
know,
in the game.
The thing is,
just becoming more and more popular.
And when you think about it too, right, you're thinking of smugglers, you know, and you're thinking like, why would they be smuggling so much weed? Why don't they just make it where they're at? You know what I mean? But it's like
that
crazy.
Part's baffling to me too.
Yeah, it's like, why don't they just set up grows? You know what I mean? Like, why don't they set up grows and start making it right there on the spot, which is kind of, you know,
just as illegal by fucking shipping it in, folks.
Sure.
Right. You know what I mean?
It's more illegal. They don't know how to grow.
That's what I mean. Maybe that's a scenario too. I'm thinking about this
point. They don't know the growers.
Because I'm hearing the story, you guys.
Advanced Nutrients. This is what I'm
exactly. Go to Advanced Nutrients. You can get some nice, and that's global.
Yeah.
You can sell that and make that anywhere. You're growing your tomatoes with it. You might as well grow your cannabis with it.
Right.
But that all being said, I'm actually thinking as you're reading this, Mark, going, look at these cats that are doing this. Is it bad or is it just that hustle, right?
Like,
it's
like I said, they're
an abundance.
They're intelligent people.
That's my point. Yeah, no drug dealers are stupid by no means. Yeah. I think they're extra smart.
Some of them,
Well, the ones that get caught for the stupid shit. Yeah.
The worst part about all this is what's going to happen to all that good cannabis.
And
I hope they sell that
hashish.
I hope they sell it.
They're going to destroy it.
You said 400 plus thousand pounds.
Oh, my God. It kept going. I didn't even add it all up. One seize was 460 pounds. Another was 1,800 pounds.
120
I mean,
how about this, though? All in a car. I wonder what kind of car it was. It had to be a big truck or something, no? I mean,
there were trucks. Hell, look, I remember there was all different sorts of the way they were transporting it. So that just all added up. And it was, I think it said a total actually was 3 tons. That everything combined that they ultimately found, you know, but they got caught. Cannabis went bad for them, but
maybe they can get some bud tenders across these countries, and then we could all come to G4 Live.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We are gonna find the best bud tenders. Because Bud Tender Awards created G4 Live with a vision to be the most ambitious and essential cannabis event ever. This show is designed for people that want to take their business to the next level. Join us in Las Vegas, May 11th to 14th, 2022 at the all-new Resort World. Snoop Dogg and Travis Barker will be performing live together for the first time. If you don't go,
you don't grow.
And if nobody else loves you,
we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.